Okay, good morning. The other day we took a look into the Nefesh HaChaim and we saw things which we probably never would have thought of about Tvila and the Emek HaTvila. And as we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem from the words of the Baal Shem Tov, a similar Mahalich. We're not going to spend the time now discussing the subtle differences between the two Drachim when it comes to Tvila. Because this is not a tefillah chabur, it's a chizuk b'seder hayom tefillah. As we're just passing through tefillah, we can't help ourselves but to share a few deeper nyanim about tefillah and the essence of tefillah. It's something we do all the time. As we mentioned, ki beisi beis tefillah yikara d'chol ha'amim, the whole pe'er of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this whole sod of tefillah. Tefillos keneged korbanos tiknum. So many mysteries when it comes to tefillah. We don't know what korbanos are, how we're supposed to know what davening is. As we'll see shortly from the derech of the Baal Shem Tov when it comes to tefillah, that's on the one hand something which is very distant from us, such a madriga, but on the other hand, it comes down to us in a very close way and something we can all strive for and connect ourselves to in a meaningful way. And as well, what we'll see from this is that if not for the fact that tzaddikim reveal to us a derech and a mahalach and tefillah, we would certainly not know what it means, the whole Indian of tefillah. We would never come to such an ahavana of tefillah on our own. So the first marmakum we have here on the top is just an introduction to the whole Indian of tefillah, which is something which must be known before we do anything. It says the Baal Shem, V'yefshar lihispa'ol v'kavana ki'im al yidei chizuk v'tzarech levakish me'Hashem Yisbarach siyuv ve'ezer. We need to ask Hashem Yisbarach for help to daven. This is the Pesach. Zeh Asher LaHashem. You can't enter into the world of tefillah without recognizing that in order to be matzliach in davening, to have kavana, which is what Hashem wants us to have in davening, we need his siyata d'shmaya to have kavana. Rav Pinchas Kartzer, in Rav Pinchas and Shai Tefillah Sim Pevav, you have in front of you, he explains that which the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Chassidim harishonim hayu shohin sha'achas mispalin kidei sheichav nuliban. Now take a look how a tzaddik understands, and it's medayik in the Mishnah. He says the Chassidim Rishonim they would wait an hour and be mespalel kedei sheichavnu. So says the Rav, the Havali Loimar should have said behepich, should have said the opposite. Shoyhin kedei sheichavnu b'tfilasan mespalin. They would wait so that they would be able to have kavana and daven. But it doesn't say that. It says shohin umespalelin kedei sheichavnu. The teretz dezegufa hayu mespalelin. This is what they were mespalel. Sheyuchlu lechavin. It's an amazing understanding of the Mishnah. They would daven k'dei sheyichav nuliban. It's something which takes a siyata d'shmaya in order to have kavana. So the main tefillah before all tefillahs, and this is even merumas in that which Rabbi Elimelech was mesader, a tefillah which is called the tefillah kardem ha-tefillah, where he says there that we ask for siyata d'shmaya for Hashem Yisbarach in order to be mechavin in our davening. So this is the tefillah which is before all tefillahs. Tefillum kardem kol ha-tefillahs. Perhaps the most famous memra from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which he said about davening, and it gives us a glimpse and just a window into davening. Shemati b'shem Baal Shem Tov sheperish tzoya hartasa lateva. One of the most famous remarks that the Baal Shem Tov made comes from Noach in the Teva. Lasay tzoya hamin hateva shel Torah u'tvila. That a teva is of course the Ark of Noah, but it's also a word. A word is called a teva. And a tzohar means to illuminate, to shine. So therefore, Tzoyar tasa lateva means see to it that your words of Torah and your words of tefillah that they shine. Lirois ulehistakalima mirush ha'olam ve'at sefer. To see from the words of davening and the words of Torah themselves from one end of the world to the next. We know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was able to do so. There are many stories, countless stories of the Baal Shem Tov that he was able to see from one end of the world to the next. And the way he did that, as it's brought down, is that he was able to peer into the osios. That he would open up a sefer and look into the osios, and he would behold the light of Hashem, which was in the osios, and to be able to see from one end of the world to the next. And this is the yesod when it comes to davening, the idea that every single teva illuminates, and it has an or, and with that or, which is contained within the teva, a person is able to see, because that's when the or hagonas is nignas. If you take a look, if you go down a couple of my makomos, to Emre Pinchas in Simen Dalet, he quotes the Arizal, B'seif from Avo Sha'arim, Avo Sha'arim, he writes, Eich shekol os va'os roich v'malav neshamos u'malachim v'hashchina. This is a klal that the Baal Shem Tov speaks about many times, the Magid from Ezra speaks about many times, is that we have to understand what it means, a letter. A letter is something which many things are riding on. There are neshamas in every letter, and there are malachim in every letter, and there's a shechin in every single letter. And when a person believes that a letter is not just ink on paper, that it has a life, that it's alive, these are living letters. So the emunah itself is a pesach to be mamshech this or into the osios. A person can daven with dead letters, if he's machasra emunah, or he can daven with living letters, that the letters can be alive, and then he can interact with the letters. And then the letters are alive and they do things for him. But the beginning of that is the emunah that a Jew has, that these letters are not stam letters like A, B, C, D. These are letters where there's a lokos to them. This is an aleph, is a lokos, a bez is a lokos. And when they come together and they make words, we're merging together light to produce greater lights. If you take a look at the next Mar Mokom, which is also from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he gives us a pesach into understanding what the inyan of kavana is over here. And he writes, Yosem kol machshavto b'koach hatevos shehu medaber ad sheyira ha'oros shel hatevos hech mitznoitzitz in zabezeh. A person has to place his machshava into the words until he sees the lights of the words and how they merge and they create more lights with each other. U'misocho noladim kama oros. They give birth to more lights. V'zehu or zaru al tzadik ul yishrei leiv simcha. Ha'osios shebetorah, Jew needs to believe that the letters of Torah, him chadarim shal Hashem Yizbarach, Hashem resides there. Shehu mamshich bahem es atzilus oro, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, kuchar bichu v'raisa kulochad. He's giving us an oimek of what it means, not just a musuk. Hashem is in the Torah, means that he's in the letters of Torah. U'laseichan tzarech adon laseith kol hakavana shehi haneshama. As he's passing through in this discussion, he says, what is kavana? Kavana means neshama. It doesn't just mean understanding the words. Of course, that's the most important in the basics. Ki ha-kavana hu ha-neshama. Because the kavana is the neshama which is put into davening. V'hu ha-dveikas. And this is what it means, dveikas. So therefore, we see from here the value and the importance of the osios of Torah and the osios of tefillah, that if a Jew is looking for Hashem Yisbarach, and he's looking in the Seder, and he's looking for Hashem, he needs to know that he's staring at the Elokos. It's just that he sees a dark letter, but it's in those letters that Hashem resides. If you take a look at the Mar Makom above that, in Pei Gimel, Amar Mari Baal Shem Tov, Nishmasa begins in Mer Mepeirush HaKosav, Shalacha Ois Me'im Hashem Alekecha. The Navi says, ask Hashem a sign. So what is the Baal Shem Tov teach this? Ratz lemer, shetischanin v'tisham Yakadosh Baruch Hu shiitin lecha os, dahainu osios shemedaber b'torah tefila. You should ask Hashem that He should give you heliga osios. Min osin hadveikim im Hashem lokecha, living letters you should have in your tefila. Shetiska lechaber osam l'shar Hashem. You should be able to attach them to a higher place, which the Nefesh HaChaim mentioned in passing, but that's not our discussion for now. That's a sugya when it comes to davening b'chla. We're just focusing on one very important nekuda, the shayrish, when it comes to the nekuda of davening according to the Baal Shem, to ask Hashem for heliga oisiyos. Like we said before, that if a Jew is zeiche and he's mispalat Hashem and he has a moon on Hashem Yisborach, he can draw down the or ein sof of Hashem right before his eyes into the oisiyos at tefila. And this is the tefila according to the tefila, that you ask Hashem Yisborach that He should give me heliga, shining, beautiful oisiyos, that I should be able to see in these oisiyos your elokos. Ramakom above that, he strengthens this idea, and he gives us a little bit of a derech, and we'll see the Ramakom on the right, which is perhaps the most important Ramakom. So again, this is the Baal Shem quoted by his Talmidim. Yachshav kishem ispalo, a Jew must think when he davens, sheba oisiyos mislabim Hashem Yisparach. You find Hashem in the letters, perish. Then ain anu yoydim masha adam choyshev elam mikim medaber. We don't know what a person is thinking until he talks to us. So what is a dibur? A dibur is an expression, it's a lavush for a thought. This is what a Jew needs to think when he's davening. I'm giving letters, I'm making letters, I'm making a lavush. I should do it with happiness. Meaning that he should realize the schus, first of all, what he has, that he's able to make a malbush for Hashem. Tefartech ami. To do it besimcha, the schus to stand before Hashem, v'yedaber b'kol kocho, that a Jew needs to say the words because Hashem is there with all of his might. That's called kavana. And not just perish hamilus, Rabbi said. We have to graduate beyond just perish hamilus. We have to take it with us. We can't forget it ever. But we have to realize that that's not kavana. V'yidaber b'chol kocho. He has to put all of his kishkas into it. Ki bazeh nase achtosim o'yisbaruch shemo, ki kocho b'ha'os. You put your koach in the os. U'b'ha'os shorah kodesh baruch hu. Hashem is there. Nimsahu achtosim o'yisbaruch shemo. That's where a Jew finds Hashem, right before his eyes in the osio. So therefore, when a person has kavanah to be mis'achid u'mis'atzim, as atzma with the osios, he becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once asked my Rebbe, actually my brother asked my Rebbe, so he asked Rav Matal Zilber, he said that usually when you find people that they daven with kavanah, so many times you see that they put up their hands in the air and they're swaving it up and their heads are up to the sky and they're going like this. Right? He says you never see that by the Rebbe. He's always, he has his hands over his talis, his head is like mamish in front of the siddur, and he doesn't move. He doesn't move from that position. And he's tremendous tzvikas. Anybody who has ever davened with him knows that mamish lifts off the entire room. So he asked him, so how come your siddur hatfila is so different? So he answered him. He said, because my tzvikas is in the letters. That's what he said. He didn't come up with it on his own. Right? This is a mahalach, which comes from the Talmidim Bashem for the Bashem. This is how a Jew davens. He finds dvikas in the osios. And a person looks at the siddur and he sees a lakus in the siddur. His face is exactly where it needs to be, in those letters. Take a look at this last ma'amakom. This is from the Haggah and Sefer Bashem Tzvah Latorah and Parshas Noach. Ube Sefer told us Aaron Parshas Shlach v'zeh Lashono. He's quoting the Maggid from Mezvich. Mechachmoso shel harav hakadosh hatorah baal shem tov sheikru hu ledabri dibuim shel torah tefila b'kol kocho. Like we said, this is a repetition so far. Va'oz medabik es atzma l'or ein sof baruch hu hashore b'socha osios. That Hashem is in the letters. V'zem machnia kokochos agufnios. This is how a person will come to weaken the guf's memshala on the neshama. U'bamamish l'hishpashas hagashmias. This is how a person separates himself from the world, which is what we spoke about before. That when a person comes to daven every single morning, his mind has to be completely pure. It can't be involved in business or in things he's going to do during the day. When he comes to davening, there's nothing which has been a mechitza from the moment he woke up until the davening. He has to come into davening, like out of bed into davening. Of course, not out of bed into davening, but there can't be any mechitzas. He has to have a shtikla his fashas agashmias, and then when he attaches himself to the letters will remove the gashmias from him. He'll come to the higher world. Sounds crazy to us. All different types of asagas in davening because of his attachment to the letters. Now, take a look at this. He quotes the Toldos Aharon, who's the Rabbi Kadosh Rav Aharon from Zitomir. This is what he writes. Yesh b'ni Adam. There are some people. Shekasher oskin bavodnezu tvila. He megnagnin diburi tvila. Have you seen people like this? That when they daven, they're singing the words, they're pacing back and forth, they're singing. That they have a whole seder. That at this part of davening, I sing this song, and at this part of davening, I sing that song. They think that this is tefillah, right? That the nigunim which you sing during davening. And they think that this will bring them to slavas, and this is a slavas. They think that this is nachas ruach for Hashem. Amnam zed darkam kasalamo. These people are on the wrong derech. It's foolishness. Ki avoidas shav v'shekerhu v'chashicha yishalachu. They're walking in darkness. V'lo yinichnisu adayim v'kav ha'emes. They have not yet found the kav ha'emes. V'derech ha'emes keinhu. You want to know what the derech ha'emes in davening is? I'm going to tell you right now, he says. She'tzorach b'shas avoida l'hafshit atzmo migashmi salam azeh. That a person has to remove himself and separate himself from gashmius in this world. That he doesn't think that he's at all in this world even. Again, not that it's shy for a person to be in such a madriga, but before davening, he can be in that space. Able to maintain that space before davening. To say the letters with a kol and a dibur pashit, simple. To attach himself and his machshavas to the letters, to know what they mean. The letters themselves and the fire and the light within the letters, they set you on fire. They set you on fire. This is the true way. And he writes, V'shamati v'kibalti zeh haderech ha-kadosh, mimoyer ha-ravzal, Right, I think it's the Kedushas Levi. V'hu kibul merabu ha-magid, v'hu kibul merabu bal shem tov, v'hu kibul merabu achia shaloni, shezo ha-derech ha-miti. This goes all the way back to achia shaloni. V'avodos yisparach shemo, this is the true way in serving Hashem with davening. That if a person is looking for his slavas, that the fire is in the letters. When a person attaches himself to those letters, these holy letters of Hashem, it sets him on fire, and that's his slavas. It comes from the tefillos themselves, which should be zeiches, to such madrigas, and a true derech ha-emes, and avodas Hashem. Have a good day.